I pray you'll take this next few minutes that we have together, and God, you'll apply them to our hearts and life. God bless the young folks that's here tonight. Meet their need, Father. I pray, God, spiritually, you'll speak to them. Open their hearts to the Word of God. Help me to preach in such a way that we'll all glean something from this Bible passage tonight. And, Lord, I thank you. In Jesus Christ's name I pray. Amen. Take your Bibles tonight, if you will, and turn me in God's Word to Matthew. Matthew chapter 7. Matthew chapter 7. This is a parable that the Lord Jesus Christ gave. And we know a parable is not like an allegory where it has a meaning or a truth in every sentence. But a parable has one truth, one fact that the Lord wants to give to us. It's an earthly illustration with a heavenly meaning. And he wants to give us something here in this parable about the two foundations. It says here, Matthew chapter 7, let's begin reading at verse 24. Here Jesus Christ is speaking, and knows what it says in Matthew chapter 7, verse 24. Therefore, whosoever heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them, I will liken to him a wise man which buildeth his house upon a rock. And the rains descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew, and beat upon that house, and it fell not, for it was founded upon a rock. And everyone that heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them not shall be likened unto a foolish man, which built his house upon the sand. And the rains descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew, and beat upon that house. And it fell, and great was the fall of it. And it came to pass, when Jesus had ended these sayings, the people were astonished at his doctrine. For he taught them as one having authority, and not as the scribes. I'm going to try to preach to you tonight, just a little quick Bible study about these two foundations. I want you to notice that the Bible immediately gives us the first man is the wise man. Look here, if you would, and it actually mentions the wise man in verse 24. Therefore, whosoever heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them, I will liken unto him a wise man that built his house upon a rock. I know all of us tonight would say, preacher, I want to be a wise person. God's given me the ability to do something. God's entrusted into my care a family. If you got children tonight, you want to be a responsible adult. You want to be a wise mama. You want to be a wise father. If you got grandchildren tonight, you want to be a wise grandparent. I've not experienced that love yet a grandparent has for a grandchild. It's amazing talking to grandparents how they say it's a different type of love. You love your children. You give your life to your children. You do anything you can for your children, but they say your grandchildren is something special. It's something that's just unexplainable. But here the Bible speaks about a wise man. And notice what's taking place in this wise man's life in verse 24. Therefore, whosoever heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them. I believe the sayings of Christ is the Word of God. Here Jesus Christ is trying to tell us something. He says, if you'll take your Bible and listen to the Bible and listen to the Holy Ghost speak to you, and if you're put to practice what you know out of the Bible, he said, I will liken unto you as a wise man. I believe, my friend, we can get wisdom from God. I believe as a pastor, I need to get wisdom from God. I believe it was Solomon who prayed and said, God, don't give me riches. Lord, don't give me health. Don't give me wealth. Don't give me fame. But God, give me wisdom so I can rule your people, so I can help your people. And God heard that prayer, and God gave him wisdom beyond measure. But God also said, because you prayed for wisdom, I would also give you riches. I would also give you health. I would also give you all these things you've not asked for. The Bible says the fear of God is the beginning of wisdom. And if we'll just take our Bibles and fear God and read our Bibles and take heed to the Word of God, the Bible says we can be wise. The Bible says here that this wise man heard the sayings of Christ, and not only did he hear them, but he also done them. It's not just enough we know the Bible. We have to do the Word of God. It's not enough just to be a Bible scholar. It's not enough just to know our 1, 2, 3s and ABCs of Bible. It's not enough just to be able to quote John 3:16. I love what my wife is doing with her Sunday school class. She's putting verses into their hearts and minds. Is able to get up and stand up and quote Psalms 1. Boy, that's amazing. 6 verses. How about those who's trusting in the Lord, those who's going to take after God and love God and serve God. And it also tells you about those who are the ungodly, what happens to them. And I also learned a verse in Isaiah, 6 verses in Isaiah, and how the Bible's getting into their hearts and minds. I can remember things as a child that I still remember today. You remember songs you've heard when you was a little boy? I remember songs I heard when I was a little boy. I still remember them today. I remember watching the Andy Griffith Show, and they said, you grab a pole and I grab a line, and we'll go down to the crawfish hole. Y'all remember that song? Anybody remember that song? I remember that song. I've only heard it a few times, but I heard it as a young boy, and I remembered it. It just stuck in my heart and mind. I remember a little song about Zacchaeus. Hey, Zacchaeus was a wee little man. Wee little man was he. He climbed up in a sycamore tree for the Lord. He wanted to see. And as the Lord passed by that way, he said, Zacchaeus, come down, for I'm going to your house today. I know that silly child song because it's in my heart. It's in my mind. Here the Bible says if we hear the word of God, and not only hear the word of God, but do the word of God. Do the word of God. It's not enough just for us to tell our children to read the Bible, to read the Bible, to read the Bible. We tell our children to read the Bible. But we also need to tell them to do what the Word of God says to do. We need to tell them to listen to the Bible, listen to the preacher. As the preacher tells you, Brandon, get your feet out of the seat. You need to listen to him and do what the preacher says. As the preacher says, you do this and you do that. You're not listening to the man. You're listening to God as God speaks to the man, as God uses his word. Notice what the Bible says about a wise man as he hears the word of God and does the word of God. I like the promise that we have here. The Bible says here in verse 24, therefore, whosoever hear of these sayings of mine and doeth them, I will liken unto him a wise man which buildeth his house upon a rock. Now we all can say this rock is Jesus Christ. And it's good to build your house upon Christ. I've read this sign somewhere, and I can't remember where I read it at, but they said, Christ is not a visitor at our house. And then right up under it, they said, he is a permanent resident. He has a permanent residence. And that's wonderful, my friend. It's not just enough to get our children involved in Christianity on Sunday morning and Sunday evening and Wednesday evening, but they should be involved in Christianity all through their lives, my friend. It shouldn't be just a book we open up on Sunday morning, but a book we open up all through the week. It should be a Bible, the Bible. They should see mom and daddy read the Bible all through the week. I remember a story about a preacher going to a member's house, and he went to her house. He was a man preacher, it wasn't she, but he went to her house, and he was talking to her about the church and about being faithful to God and being faithful to God's house. And she told her little son, Johnny. She said, Johnny, run and get that big old black book that I read all the time. Oh, boy, Johnny ran and got in the room and come back with a book, and it was a Sears Roebuck catalog. My friend, that's something there, ain't it? Hey, does our children see us read our Bible like we want them to read our Bible? Ain't that something? Do we pray like we want our children to pray? The Bible says a wise man will hear the word of God and will do the word of God. And he builded his house upon a rock. We know a rock is something that's stable. A rock is something that's trustworthy. A rock is something that would stay in its place. Notice what it says in verse 25. And the rains descended and the floods came. And the winds blew and beat upon that house. Notice, my friend, the Bible says a wise man that built his house upon a rock because he's heard God's word and he's doing God's word is going to have the rain to come. And the rain could be a blessing, but too much rain can be hurtful. What do you mean by that, preacher? Well, sometimes God sends us storms. God sends us troubles. God sends us trials. And it gets us in a position where we have to fall on our knees and ask God for his help. But God continues to pour the rain. God continues to send the trouble and the storms and the heartaches and the backaches and the headaches. And a lot of times, my friend, it gets people out of church. It gets people away from the Lord. And it's not God's intention. It's not my intention to preach on something on Sunday morning. We visited somebody this past Tuesday night. And they said to me, they said, we've been coming to church here for a few weeks. And they said, everything you've preached on is exactly what's going on in our house. I didn't know what I preached on. I can't remember what I said. But then she, Brother Robert, she said, everything you preached for the past few weeks is exactly what we needed because it's going on in our house. They're listening. They're trying to do better. They're trying to take control of God's word. But my friend, all of us as Christians tonight, hey, sometimes the rain will come. Sometimes we will have problems. Sometimes we have more problems than what we want. Sometimes we have more problems than what we can bear. We can't bear our own problems in our own selves. The only way we can bear trouble is in the Spirit of God with Christ's help, leaning upon the Holy Ghost. The Bible says here that the rains come. Notice what it also says. It says, and the floods, not just one flood, but the floods came. The rains descended, then the floods came. Boy, that sounds like my Christian life there. Well, you get saved, you listen to God's word, you do God's word, and then a storm starts coming. Hey, problems starts coming. Heartache starts coming. Boy, we was talking to someone last night, and I'm going to mention their name to you. And then me and Brother Robert got in our vehicles and coming back to the church, and we was talking about a friend, a mutual friend that they had in common. And we said, that's going to be a problem. Their friend's going to try to ridicule them. Their friend's going to try to hurt them. Their friend's going to try to get them out of church. And I said, if they stay true to God, then God's going to help out that friend. I remember when I first got saved, I had plenty of friends. Plenty of friends. Plenty of schoolmates. Well, I started inviting them to church and telling them the word of God and passed out in gospel tracts, and it seemed like the fewer friends I had. But it just started disappearing. I remember a boy named Rusty. Rusty was probably one of my best friends. He don't want to have anything to do with me now because I'm a preacher. My wife loves it. She didn't like him. I've got other friends, and I started giving them Bible verses and inviting them to church and going to the house and asking them to be with me in church and help me fill my pew up and come with me because the preacher's going to preach a great message. Boy, you get rain, you'll get floods. My friend, the Christian life is not a bed of roses. I wish I could say up here, and I wish I could tell you everyone that ever gets saved, they won't have no more trouble. But the Bible says that this wise man who's built his house upon the rock, who's heard God's word, who's doing God's word, that the rains descended, that the floods came. And notice also what it says here in verse 25, and the winds blew. The rain's falling, the floods are rising, and the winds are blowing. And notice what it says. What else it says. And beat upon that house. Here, you know what the Bible says? The Bible says all that shall live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecutions. If you're going to live for Jesus Christ, then you're going to have to go through some storms. If you're going to live for Jesus Christ and stand according to the Bible and listen to the Bible and take heed to the Bible and live the Bible, you're going to have some storms to come. You're going to have some problems to come. You're going to have some heartaches to come. Hey, the rains will descend. Hey, the floods will sweep in. Hey, the wind will blow. And all that's going to beat against your house. I'm talking about the house. I'm talking about the tabernacle. I'm talking about the place Christ lives. Hey, you're going to try to be a wise person, and you're going to listen to the word of God, and you're going to do the word of God. Hey, the Bible says we should read the Bible, and we read the Bible. The Bible says we should pray, and we're going to pray. The Bible says do this and do that, and we're going to do all those things, but yet problems comes, and trials comes, and heartaches comes. Hey, but wait a minute. The Lord's given us a promise here. Notice what the promise says here in verse 25. And the rains descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew, and beat upon the house. And here's your promise. And it fell not, for it was founded upon a rock. You know what the Bible says here to me? If you'll be a wise man, if you'll hear the word of God, and if you'll do the word of God, when trials and troubles and tribulations and heartaches come in your life, if you'll continue to do what the Bible tells us to do, the Bible says that your house will not fall. The Bible says the rains descended, the floods came, the winds blew, and it beat upon the house, and it fell not because it was founded or built upon a rock. I'm going to tell you this tonight, folks, you won't believe it. If you'll listen to the Bible, if you'll do what the Bible says to do, it's not going to alleviate you from trouble. It's not going to stop the pressure. It's not going to stop the storms. It's not going to stop you having heartache. But I promise you this, if you'll listen to the Bible and do the word of God, when you get in those times of storms and get in those times of troubles and get in those times of heartaches, you will be able to make it through because you're listening to God's word and you're doing God's word and you're allowing God to help you out. The Bible says if you'll be a wise man and heed to the word of God and do the word of God, you shall not fall in your Christian life. I'm praying for a fellow now. He's just got saved. I'm not going to call his name out because these messages is on the computer. We talked to a person last night and they said we've downloaded every message off the computer on our MP3 player. Boy, it scared me to death. I was so embarrassed. So I'm going to try my best not to call anybody else's name out as we use them as illustration. But I'm praying for a man now. He's just got saved. He's always had a problem. Ever since he was old enough to buy, this stupid stuff. He's always had a problem. And I'm praying for him. It's going to be hard for him to put the bottle down. He said, "Well, preacher, ain't he saved?" Yeah, he's saved. But it's been part of his life for the past 30 years. Part of his life for the past 30 years. And I know Jesus Christ can save, and Jesus Christ can change your life in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye. Hey, God can make a new creature out of you, but that same old hand who held a Bud Dummer, who held a Michelob low life for 30-some years, it still wants to hold that Budweiser. It still wants to hold that beer. It still wants to drink that alcohol. And I'm praying for the man. I'm praying, my friend, that he'll get involved, that he'll read the Bible, that he'll do the Bible, that he'll stay faithful to God's house, because that's the only chance he has is to take heed to the Bible. He's got something else going against him. He's not able to read as well as some of us. So he can't read the Word of God like you can. So he has to come to church to hear. And if he'll hear and do, the Bible says he shall not fall. But notice here, not only the wise man, but the foolish man. It says here in verse 26, "And everyone that heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them not shall be likened to a foolish man, which built his house upon the sand. And the rains descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat upon the house, and it fell, and great was the fall of it." Notice the Bible says about the wise man and the foolish man. The Bible says the foolish man is those who hears the word of God and doeth it not. A wise person hears and does. A foolish person hears and do not do. And notice what's going on in his life. The Bible says he's not built upon a rock, but he's built upon the sand. I want you to notice, both people heard the word of God. But just hearing the word of God is not going to help you. If we have someone Sunday morning that's lost, undone without Jesus Christ, them just hearing the Bible is not going to save them. Them hearing the choir sing is not going to save them. Them hearing John 3:16 will not save them. It's not until they place their faith and trust in Christ. It's not until they ask Jesus Christ to save them. It's not until they do what the Bible says to do, and then that's when they get saved. The Bible says both of these men heard the word of God. The Bible says both of these men is building something. You know that? Everyone you see is building something. I'm building something. You're building something. I'm building my life. I'm building my family. Brother Jeff is building his life, his family. Brother Bud's building his life, his family. Every one of us is building something. Notice the same thing in both of their lives. They heard the word of God. They're building something together. Notice what it says in verse 26, "And everyone that heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them not shall be likened to a foolish man which buildeth his house upon the sand." We know the sand shifts. The sand was sweeping it out. Notice what happens here in verse 27. "The rains descended." That's the same thing that took place in a wise man's life, ain't it? The rains descended. Notice what else the Bible says. "And the floods came, and the winds blew." Hey, the Bible says the same trials and troubles that you're going to have is the same trials and trouble that the world's going to have. You know what, folks? Sometimes I look at the world, and it looks like they're prospering. Well, it looks like our neighbors is driving the nicest cars, wearing the nicest clothes, and having all the fun that they can have. Sometimes we look at people who's not involved in church, who does not give to the church, who does not care one bit about the church. It seems like that's the ones that's prospering in this world. But the Bible says they're going to have the same problems we got. They're going to have the rains to descend. They're going to have the floods to come. And they're going to have the winds to blow. But let's get our eyes off of the world for a minute and put them back on us that are saved. You might be here tonight. You might hear God's word. But if you don't do God's word, you're still going to have the same trouble and same heartaches and same problems the pastor does. We've all made out of the same old sinful flesh. You're going to have the same problems, the same struggles, the same heartaches I have. I'm going to have the same problems you have. The only difference is the wise man hears the word of God and does the word of God. The foolish man hears the word of God and does not do the word of God. But the rain comes, the floods come, the winds come, and beat upon the foolish man's house. And notice what it says here in verse 27. "And it fell, and great was the fall of it." Great was the fall of it. We've seen a lot of people fall in their Christian lives. My friend, God's been doing something the past 3 weeks. And I'm happy, I'm tickled pink about it. We've had more people saved this past month than I've seen saved in a long time. Y'all know a young girl got saved Sunday night after church? Monday, was it Monday? Monday, she got saved Monday after church. Monday after church. I ain't gonna ruin the surprise, but you know, two people got saved last night on visitation. And that's three this past week, and the week's not even over. Hey, there's two more visits we're going to try to make. And I know one of these ladies need to be saved, and we're going to try to visit her and win her to Christ. God's saving people. But my friend, here's what I'm going to tell you. The only way they're going to make it is if they get involved in God's Word and let God's Word get involved in them. It's not my preaching who's going to keep them in here. It's not your smiles and your handshakes and your friendly hugs and how good the choir does and how many activities we have and what we do for the youth and what we do for the seniors and what we do for everybody else. That's not what's going to keep them involved and keep them active and keep them going in their Christian life. What's going to keep them settled and grounded and funnel and having the right foundation is for them to hear God's Word and to do God's Word. And that's what we need to help them out with, folks. I'm going to give you a little bit of advice tonight. People's getting saved. Be their friend. Hey, be their friend. Smile. Shake their hands. Hug their necks. And invite them over for a Sunday dinner. That'd be good. That'd be good if a few couples in our church would say, hey, when we get a visitor on Sunday morning, we're going to invite them over to our house for Sunday lunch. If someone gets saved, we're going to ask them to come out and eat with us. It'd be our treat. It'd be good just to be their friend, but just being their friend ain't exactly all they need. They need someone to stand up and say, hey, this is what the Bible says, and this is how we should live our lives because God said so. Remember when you was a little boy, little girl, your mama or daddy told you to do something, you say, why? And they said, because I said so. You ever said that to your children? Hunter, they said it to you? They have? Go clean your room. Why, mama? Because I said so. Hey, take your shoes off at the door. Why? Because I said so. Hey, do this and do that. Why? Because I said so. Hey, God gives us a whole bunch of things to do. And we say, God, why? He says, just because I said so. Amen. Now, there is a lot of things God does for us, a lot of promises we have, a lot of things. If we do, God do for us. A lot of principles, a lot of things in the Bible. God says, if you do this and I'll do that. If you do this and I'll do that. But my friend, where we're losing a battle is not giving the gospel out. It's not having the right type of church. It's not singing the right type of music. Where we're losing the battle at is when we get them saved. We believe it's all over then. We've done our job. We've done enough. We've done enough when they walk the aisle and receive Christ as their Savior. But it's just beginning then. If we want to be a wise man, we got to encourage them to hear and to do. If we want our children to grow up and be wise, I'm not saying be wealthy. I wish someone would be wealthy. But me and mommy just kick back and take it easy. I'm sure we've took care of them. They're going to take care of us, right? I wish, above all, that their souls would prosper in the Lord. I think about how John talked about the well-beloved Gaius. He said, I pray that your health will prosper even as your soul prospereth. Here, John said, Gaius, I pray that you have the same health, the same ability in your physical health that you do in your spiritual health. I reckon Gaius was a well spiritual man, and he was spiritually strong and spiritually mature. Hey, my friend, where we're losing the battle is not getting them to walk the aisles, but my friend, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I commanded you. The Bible says, go and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever commanding you. And I encourage you to get on board and help us out with this. Not only giving out the gospel, not only passing out gospel tracts, but trying to help them to get involved in God's Word. Get involved in God's Word. Here, the wise man. The wise man built his house upon a rock because he heard and he done. And the Bible says the rains descended, the floods came, the winds blew, and beat upon the house, and it fell not, for it was founded upon a rock. And everyone that heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them not shall be likened to a foolish man which built his house upon the sand. And the rains descend, And the floods came, and the winds blew. It beat upon that house, and it fell. And great was the fall of it. You ever notice how the Bible says it fell, and great was the fall of it? What's going to happen? And you'll know the answer before I even get it out of my mouth. What's going to happen when someone comes to this church and walks the aisle, makes a profession of faith? They start coming to church and doing well, and they really don't get settled and grounded and secured in God's word, and they leave the church and go back doing the same old thing they've always done. You'll have 100 people look at them and say, I knew salvation wasn't real. I knew it was just some fairy tale. I knew it was just some story that some people made up just to try to get their children done right. I knew it wasn't real. We got people in our family, people I love. Talk to them. You know what they said? They said, what you got ain't real. They got the eyeballs on me, waiting for me to fall so they could rub it in my face and say, I knew God could not and would not save someone like you. I hope I'm preaching the gospel till I die. I hope I'm preaching the gospel till I die so someone can come up beside her and say, hey, I want you to know something. It's real. It's real. It's real. I want these people who's getting saved to stay in church for the next 5, 10, 15, 20 years so, hey, we can look at all those hypocrites and all those non-believers and look at them in their eyeballs and say, hey, it's real. Salvation's real. It's real. The Bible says these foolish people who hears God's word and does not do God's word, when troubles and trials and heartaches come, that they fall, and great was the fall of it. We looked at the wise man. We looked at the foolish man. I want to show you this. The wise man, the foolish man, and then here, the Son of God. Look what it says in verse 28. And it came to pass, when Jesus had ended these sayings, the people was astonished at his doctrine. Folks, it's not just a preacher preaching it. Jesus Christ himself said it. He said, folks, if you're going to be wise, you're going to have to hear the word of God and do the word of God. But if you're going to be a foolish person, just don't do what the Bible says. We know sinners, those non-believers. The Bible speaks about those who are within and those who are without. Those who are without has never been born, has never been redeemed. They're not saved. We know they got a sinful life to live, and that's exactly what they should do. I'm not saying a man should go out there and drink, a man should go out there and curse, a man should go out there and steal, but I'm saying because they're sinners that they're going to sin. The Bible says here, those who hear the word of God, he's talking about believers, us that are saved. He said, if you hear it and do it, you'll be wise. If you hear it and neglect it, you'll be foolish. And notice what it says in verse 29. For he taught them as one having authority and not as the scribes. I'm sitting here telling you what Jesus said. But could you imagine sitting in front of Jesus and Jesus saying to you, if you'll listen to the Bible and do it, you'll be a wise person. I'm not going to ask you to raise your hand, but all of us probably would and say, I want to be wise. I've got a family to lead. I've got a wife to take care of. All your wives will say, I got a husband to take care of. He needs my help. I've got grandchildren. I've got brothers. I've got sisters. I've got family. I've got loved ones. And the only way you can do it, my friend, is to hear the word of God and do the word of God and fear God and be wise. And when your storms and your trials and your heartaches and your trouble comes, you can withstand it because you're founded upon a rock. And a rock will not give. Jesus Christ taught us one heaven authority. Not just as a simple, ordinary preacher, but as one who had the right to say, if you'll listen to my words and do it, you'll be wise. Let's pray together. Father, we love you tonight. We thank you for being so good to us. Lord, I sure want to be a wise person. I want to be a person who hears the word of God. And Lord, I sure do need to be preached to. Lord, I need to hear thy Bible, hear thy preachers, hear thy message. And God, may I not only hear it, but may I do it. May I take heed. May I not only listen, but may I be a doer of the word of God. So when my problems, my trials, my heartaches comes, I can withstand. I can stand because I'm founded upon a rock. Help us tonight, I pray God you would. In Jesus Christ's name I pray. Amen. Let's stand to our feet. The invitation begins. The altar is open tonight. If you'd like to come pray, we encourage you to do so. You want to ask the Lord to help you to be a wise person? That'd be great. If you know you need to get saved, why don't you come on tonight? If you're here tonight, you're not a member of this church and you would like to be, I want you to come forward and make that known. If you're here tonight, you've been saved, but you've not been baptized, and you need to get baptized, why don't you come tonight? And let the church know you're willing to take the next step, trust in Christ. You want to take the next step and be a member. You want to take the first step and trust Christ as your Savior, so you can be a wise person. Oh, may God help us with this. Father God, we love you. We thank you for thy faithfulness. God, that we can approach the throne of grace boldly because of Jesus Christ and his covenant, his blood. I pray, Father, tonight that you'll help us to be wise stewards, to be wise people, to fear God, to hear the word of God, to do the word of God. I pray, Father God, that you'll help us on Sunday morning to worship thee in spirit and truth. God, that souls will get saved. People's lives will change. God, that you'll add to this church daily as such as should be saved. God, that you'll bring the right people in. You'll bring the right members in, the right ones. God, it's not what size of a church, but what sort of church. God, help us to have the right type of church that would be well-pleasing to thee. Lord, help these around the altar tonight, God, as we try to make decisions, to help us to make the spiritual decisions, help us to, God, make the decisions that would honor Christ. God, help us, Lord Jesus, to take the high road in our Christian lives. Not choosing between the good and the bad, but choosing between the best and the good. And always choosing the best. Well, we love you tonight. We need you.